live. You can bring up anything that you want here at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in studio, it is Ian.
And Julia.
And Johnson.
All right. We're going to get back into your phone calls here. If we get a chance, Johnson, you're going to tell us about those tests that you take before you get a job, the personality exams and such. You've got some information on that. But folks want to talk about voting here. We've got a bunch of people waiting patiently. So if you're on the line, we will get to you. 855-453. What kind of started the whole conversation was, well, obviously there's an election tomorrow, but the NBC News was doing a piece on why it is that people don't vote. And I'm not talking about the Liberty community and what their reasons are for some of them for not voting, which many of which I disagree with. But just talking about the general folks out there, why it is they're not voting. And a bunch of them don't like their choices. Like one of the number one reasons for, I think the number one reason for not voting amongst Americans, is they don't like their choices.
I can sort of understand why maybe a libertarian who did not live in New Hampshire would be disillusioned with voting, because like here in New Hampshire, I mean, there's a lot going on with local elections in like all over the state. Mm-hmm. So as far as I'm concerned, as a libertarian in New Hampshire, this is the best state to be in as far as voting is concerned. Yeah. So I get why maybe somebody in New York State doesn't see the point to voting.
I totally agree.
If you really thought your choices were between a status warmonger who's supported by Goldman Sachs or a status warmonger who's supported by Goldman Sachs,
you would stay home.
I could see how you would not care.
Right.
Let's go back to Derek in New York. You're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, to me, it's just a big game. And so why keep playing a game that's rigged that you can never win?
Because you're right, you can't win if you're in New York. I mean, it is the Empire State. It's probably one of the worst places to live. But in New Hampshire, you can actually win, and people are winning in New Hampshire. We've got a dozen free state project participants that are elected here.
If that only works in one state, then we're not a United States.
I don't really care about that. Do you?
No, I don't. I think the whole system needs to go.
Right on, man. I appreciate your call tonight, Derek. Thanks for making it. 855-453.
The irony of the stupid New York Lotto slogan, which is, you can't win if you don't play.
Yeah.
Which is, it's just sort of like, you know, well, you also can't win if you're an idiot who failed math. You know, like, lottery is not a good way. And it's just funny that's the logo that the state uses to steal people's money through, you know.
It's a terrible idea to play the lotto. But they, you know, they do, that is essentially what the lotto does, is it feeds off of ignorance and it feeds off of people. It's essentially a poor tax, a voluntary poor tax.
And I wouldn't doubt also if it's, you know, it's with that, particularly because of that slogan, you can't win if you don't play. It also does feed back into that whole mentality of, oh, you got to vote because, you know, your team's got to win, team sports.
Well, yeah, there is that team factor, which is also really a turnoff. Let's continue, though. We've got Mike listening in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Good. You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a little perspective on, in my opinion, while a lot of lower-income people, keep in mind I'm from Mississippi, so it's a lot of low-income people here, while lower-income people don't vote.
Go for it.
And really, man, if you're a lower-income person, it don't matter who you vote for, it ain't like, man, they go give us $20,000, whoever wins the election. Because, I mean, whoever wins is, it ain't like we're going to miraculously get some money or a little, you know, or live better in the next 4 years. I mean,
yeah, they're going to screw you. I mean, you're going to get screwed whoever wins, or it doesn't matter. And that's the way it's always been.
It kind of reminds me of the Chris Rock joke about Bill Gates and Oprah Winfrey. Both of them are billionaires. But if Bill Gates woke up with Oprah Winfrey's money, he'd probably jump off a cliff. You know, it just kind of reminds me of that, because I think rich people, man, they're so scared of losing what they have, and they'll run to the polls and go vote. I mean, poor people really don't care.
Thanks for sharing that tonight, Mike. I appreciate your call.
I have a quick question.
Sure.
I've been listening to you for a couple of years now.
All right.
Like I said, I've been listening to you for a while. I don't know, is it any government that you like at all?
Anything that's peaceful and consensual. So if people want to set up their own government and have folks consent to be a part of it, then that's fine with me. As long as you can agree in advance with other consenting humans about what the rules are, then that totally makes sense. And it's okay to, you know, bring people to justice. So for the people that just don't want to agree to anything and they just want to go and hurt people or burn things and destroy things, well, it totally makes sense to bring those people to justice and, you know, have them pay restitution to their victims or whatever it is the appropriate punishment seems to be. But as far as organization of government is concerned, I would think for me to accept it, it would have to be consensual.
For me personally, I feel that it's something that should really be decided in communities instead of, you know, like the federal government. I mean, why in New Hampshire do I care about what's going on in Washington, D.C., and why do they care about what's going on over here? They don't. So for me, I think it should be more community-based, and if I didn't like the rules of my specific community, there would be lots of other options for me, and eventually people would sort of fall into communities where they liked those kind of rules. You know, so it's... If I don't like government for myself in that the way that we know government, but if other people want to choose that for themselves, I don't care. Go for it.
Ian, if you're in a situation, a violent situation, or somebody aggressive against you, the first people you will call is the police, all right?
No, I've had violence perpetrated against me, and I have not called the police.
I mean, if you're in a situation to where somebody actually had a weapon, or if you really felt like you didn't have nothing else or nowhere else to go, you would call the 911, right?
It's hard for me to say that because I know I've been in situations like that and I have not called 911 because I don't believe that calling 911 makes things better typically. So I have not. And that doesn't mean I wouldn't if I were in what I considered the right situation for that, simply because they're the only provider of protection services that are accessible to most people.
They have pretty much had a monopoly on saving people.
Right. I don't have any other choice. So, and I can't afford, you know, I'm not interested in buying 24-hour private protection services. So, you know, for the average person, 911 is the only protection service available. It is really lacking. They have no obligation to protect you. And in many cases, when you call them, they'll show up and shoot the wrong person. So, I really am disinclined to use their services.
You know, I have one more coming. I don't know if I have time about voting.
Sure. One more. Go ahead.
Like I said, I'm from Mississippi. It's a lot of people, especially in, I don't know if you can tell, but I am a minority.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of minorities, especially in my area, who, you know, really never wanted to vote previously. But man, it's so racist in Mississippi. Republicans don't realize that they pushing us to vote with all the craziness that they talk about Barack Obama, even though they don't necessarily agree with what Barack Obama is doing or anything or necessary. I don't really like Democrats or Republicans, but it's just like the comment that I heard earlier about kind of rooting for your team. Man, a lot of Republicans and a lot of racist people, especially in Mississippi, don't realize that they're pushing a lot of black people to go vote for Barack Obama. I just wanted to make that comment. I know it's
just
not
to
right.
Keep what they perceive of as a racist party out.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
You're saying they're voting for Barack Obama just to keep what they perceive of as a racist party out of power?
No, just because they're mad at all the racist comments that they make about he's not a leader, he's weak. A lot of black people say, man, he may think that about me. I'm voting for Barack Obama just in spite.
Thanks for the insight, Mike. I do appreciate your thoughts, and feel free to call anytime.
Yeah, I
appreciate
it,
man. Yep, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And let's continue. We've got Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Robert?
Hey, I know. I've never voted.
Never? Wow. That's pretty unusual.
And I don't think that I ever will because I for one thing, I don't believe them. You know, what I do believe is that there are laws that are out there, and I think we need rules and stuff like that. But I believe the people that enforce those laws and rules, you know, are the ones that just make it uncomfortable for all.
Stand by, Robert. We're going to bring you back here in a moment to continue talking about never voting. It's Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. but we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos? Are you ready to bug out? Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says? Well, don't count on FEMA. Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. Toll free 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where we've got a lot of features. We give them away to you. In fact, the mobile site is one of those features. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. You get quick access to our live streams. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of our streams. So if you're in an area in which you don't have the greatest internet connection but it's still there, maybe you need to use our midband or our narrowband streams. Maybe they would fit your bandwidth better. That's why we have choices for you. And they're all free. Go to m.freetalklive.com. We'll continue here. Robert is listening in Vermont. Oh, and want to remind you, if you're looking for camping, hunting, or survival or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries name brands that you want at the lowest prices, including ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. A lot of stuff. ManVentureOutpost.com. Not only are they great prices, but they also are family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Go see their low prices and great selection for yourself. Get it quick and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Robert's back in Vermont. He says he's never, Robert, you said that that you've never voted.
No.
And and you just feel like it's just not going to make a difference, right?
It's not that it's not going to make a difference. As I stated before, we need to have rules and laws and regulations and stuff like that. But it's the people that enforce these rules and laws and regulations that are, you know, are the ones I can't trust them. You know, I mean, it's just a lot of the laws that they pass and stuff like that, they'll come back and they'll do a spin-off on it, or they'll get a bite out of the same apple, you know, to create another law to manipulate this and manipulate that. I think, honestly, we ought to be independent. The states ought to be independent of themselves.
So get rid of the federal government then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm with you on that one for sure. And I understand the frustration with voting, but don't you feel like at least it makes a difference on a local level? I mean, there in Vermont, the town elections, there can't be that many people participating.
I think that if it was a local, you know, I would give it some consideration, mm-hmm. you know. If there was somebody that I knew in town personally,
yeah.
and, you know, knew their character personally, then, yeah, that makes a big difference. To me,
but you've never actually known anyone that well enough to vote, to feel comfortable voting for them.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, I mean, I'm almost 50 years old, and I don't know a whole lot about politics, but I'm learning, okay? But it seems to me that every 4 years that goes by, our own federal government is just squeezing us and squeezing us and squeezing us, you know, until there's nothing left to give. You know, and so why would I want to vote for somebody that's going to squeeze me?
I heard you, man. I'm with you on that point. Thank you, Robert, for the call tonight. I certainly appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. We've got Sam in Texas. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Is this Sam I am?
It is. Hey, how you doing, Ian?
Hey, Sam. Good, man. You're on with Julia and Johnson.
Hey, guys. Johnson, I'm glad you're on. You're always a skeptic of some of the stuff that I'm going to talk about tonight.
Sure.
Ian, I think one of the strengths of being a caller-driven show is that you get a lot of diverse perspectives, but on the other hand, you know, the fact that you don't have a lot of regular guests on or subject matter experts, some of the more complex topics with a lot of pieces tend to be lost on the audience, or
I'll have you know, we had an expert guest on Saturday night. Vermin Supreme was with us for 45 minutes.
He was quite good. So what I want to do is present some ideas and some critical thinking exercises and give your audience some new areas to explore that I think will give them a new perspective on the world. And
okay.
I want to start tonight by kind of laying a foundation and talking about the solar system. Now, we're taught in school that the sun is at the center and all of the planets are out on this perfectly flat plane and they orbit around the sun just like that. But Nassim Harriman, who is really the modern-day Einstein that's coming up with the unified field theory and a number of other really interesting ideas, he equates that to teaching kids that the Earth is flat. Because what happens is the solar system within the galaxy is spinning around, and it's so the sun is actually acting more like a comet traveling through space. And there mm-hmm. is a Nobel Prize winner named Dr. Bott who has come up with this theory that kind of explains a different model of how the solar system is likely operating. And what he comes up with is really that the sun is acting more like a comet with a coma tail, and the planets are inside of that coma. And what if you were watching it from the side, what you would see is the sun go, you know, whizzing by, and then shortly behind that you would see, you know, Venus making a small, tight corkscrew, and then you'd see, you know, Earth, making a slightly larger one. And by the time you get out to Saturn, you'd have quite a large corkscrew, but that they're kind of forming this cone behind the sun. Does that make sense?
I'm doing my best. It's hard without, you know, graphics to go along to really explain where you're coming from. But I mean, I am understanding what you're saying about, you know, from a larger perspective, the solar system itself is moving through space, is what you're saying.
I mean, it sounds like that's a theory that's kind of refuting the expansion of space itself, though.
Not exactly.
You know, having it have a tail.
What it's simply saying is that if you look at where our solar system is in the Milky Way galaxy, it's on one of the outside spiral arms, and those spiral arms are rotating. So if you were sitting outside the galaxy watching our solar system go by, you would see the corkscrewing and the cone of the planets behind the sun. And what it suggests is that the sun maybe is creating sort of a cavitation bubble or a vacuum, which our solar system exists within. And the evidence that kind of supports this is the Voyager satellite. That was launched in the, I believe, in the 70s, and it still hasn't left the solar system. And, in fact, it's slowing down. It's like there's some barrier that it's reaching at the edge of the area of space that it's, as it's getting outside of the solar system. And they're quite worried if the sun is this comet traveling through space, maybe space has areas of denser medium that the sun goes through, and what that would do is tend to increase the pressure on the sun, condense the coma, and cause changes within the solar system. And we've seen there was a story about new massive storms on Saturn, and several of the other planets have been changing pretty dramatically over the last decade, and this may be part of the root cause of that. And so what it kind of suggests is that scientists are somewhat worried about solar cycle 24 because it's had an unusually long quiet period, and it's also been unusually quiet. And what they're worried about is that when it does kick back off, it could be quite the show and cause some interference with life down here on the planet.
So where are you going with all this? Are you just trying to scare people or what? I want to hear
I'm getting a credit card.
What? You're getting a credit card?
Because if the world's going to end,
Sam. All right, hang on, Sam. We'll bring you back here. 855-450-FREE, because he said he wanted to lay a groundwork. So what's next?
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Johnson.
By the way, Julia is here courtesy of Puke and the Gang. Go to pukeandthegang.com to...
Courtesy of.
Yeah.
Sometimes they let me leave.
They let you come here.
They loaned her out.
So Puke and the Gang is a show that she appears on a weekly basis, and you can get more of that at pukeandthegang.com. Johnson, I don't know what you're here courtesy of. You're welcome to plug something. I didn't ask you in advance.
Who let you out tonight?
I don't have anything to plug.
Don't you have like some sort of website that people can hire you to do something? Are you
no,
too busy for that?
I don't. I'm too busy right now for that.
That's the problem with good designers is you're all too busy.
Yeah. Soon enough. Right now it's because I just moved, so I don't, I will have free time in the near future. It's just I'm using all my free time right now.
You just moved to New Hampshire.
Clean,
yeah, you literally are still getting the boxes unpacked. Yeah, so it's good to finally have you up here. In fact, I'm gonna ask Sam to wait briefly. Mark has called in. He is on his last 15% on his cell phone, and he wanted to give us an update from the third party, the final debate happening as we speak at freeandequal.org and also on RT English, from what I understand, across the globe. Mark, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here at the RT studios, and I've been sitting in the green room watching the debate and kind of peeking in on the studio. They've got Tom Hartman in there moderating, which doesn't seem to amount to much, asking a question here and there. And, I've heard a libertarian advocate taxes, and I've heard a Green Party suggest that we can somehow hand out free college, free health care, and, I don't know, free bunnies. And if we just bring the troops on, we can pay for it.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, and folks can watch it over at freeandequal.org. So, what's it like there at the RT studios? Obviously, they are kind of, we've been talking about RT over the last few years on Free Talk Live as a real, source for news that it seems to be pretty objective about the U.S. government. And what do you think? What's it like being there?
It's state of the art, and everybody here has been nothing but professional.
I'm actually going to be on RT later this week.
Would you call the RT objective? I think they're pretty anti the U.S. government. I mean, it seems objective because what they have to say, it's not like they have to reach, but I mean, I wouldn't use the word objective.
Well, Well, they do good reporting, as far as I'm concerned. They're not,
I agree.
They're not biased towards the state. How about that?
Sure, I absolutely agree with both of those statements.
And I'm actually going to be on RT on Thursday at some point. They're doing a cop block feature, and so I get to be interviewed on RT, which I'm excited about. And hopefully you'll get to make some connections there as well, Mark. Maybe they'll steal you away, and you can have your own TV show.
Yeah, they better pay well. I'm not going to be told what to do.
All right, man. Anything else you want to share about the experience?
I'll have more. I'm getting some interviews, and you know, the schmoozing goes on later. So
right, we sent you down there actually with a new recording device. Listeners, by the way, were raving about your interview that you did with your son Jack, who is 4 years old, and it was an interview about politics and Jack and the solar system, actually, which kind of ties into what we're talking about with Sam here. We'll get back to that here in a moment. So you've actually got a recording device there. You're doing some kind of Edgington Post on the scenes. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what's going on. I mean, you know, doing a little recording here and there where I can.
Okay.
Trying to get people's reactions.
Cool. Well, we'll put that. I'm sure we'll be putting that out when you get back to town. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thanks for your time.
That's Mark from the RT studios down at the third-party debates. As we continue here, Sam is back with us listening in Texas. Apologize about that, Sam. I don't know about you, Ian,
but I'm holding out for the free pony offered by Vermin Supreme.
Vermin Supreme. Way better than free bunnies. Way better than free bunnies. So just to recap, you were talking about the solar system. You're saying that from a larger perspective, you look at like the galaxy, that the whole solar system is moving in a ring. And then you were talking
spiral arms, correct?
Yeah. And so to kind of give people perspective on that, and you said you were laying the groundwork. So where were you going?
So what I would suggest is that people, this is something that interests you, look up, Dr. Bott. And his theory, look up...
B-A-H-T?
B-H-A-T. He's
B-H-A-T.
A Indian guy. And there's some videos on YouTube. They're okay. Nassim Harriman, N-A-S-S-A-M-H-E-R-I-M-A-N. He's got some great videos and presentations on unified field theory, but he also talks about the solar system and this model. And it's just a different way of thinking about... kind of our place in the universe, what kind of things may be happening, and you know, what if you could look ahead and see that the sun is about to travel into some kind of denser cloud that's just ahead in space, knowing that it's acting like a comet and barreling through space. So if you see that, you might ask the question, well, what changes might be in store for us?
And it's certainly important to have perspective, right? I mean, to shift from the perspective of, well, everything's centered around us to, oh, this is just this little bit of the galaxy is, I think it's important to have perspective. But Johnson, you know, you've kind of been absorbing all this, and Sam said he was glad you were here as a skeptic.
Sure. My skepticism on this is that it sounds like, you know, as it's phrased, the sun is moving through space as though... I don't necessarily agree that, and it may be possible, so I'm willing to kind of concede that maybe the sun could move through denser and you know, areas of space, and maybe there's things ahead of us, and that things could be moving at different paces, because that's really what it suggests, is that if the sun is going to move through a cloud, that the cloud of dust or particulates or whatever would have
or
to be moving at a slower pace than the sun,
Or maybe it's higher charged particles that would somehow energize the sun that may make for a very active solar cycle.
Sure, but I think, I mean, what a lot of theories that I've seen so far suggest is that it's space itself in our entire universe that's expanding universally at sort of the same pace.
Right.
And not that it's, you know, yes, the sun is moving, and yes, the sun is moving at phenomenal speeds outwards from the center of the universe, but not that there are areas in front of the sun that are moving at a slower pace. Although I could totally agree that that could absolutely be possible. I mean, why not?
So, Johnson, what I recommend you look at is Nassim Harriman's presentation that's on YouTube. He talks about that model of the universe is expanding outward, and he draws a guy blowing into it, and he says, okay, who's this guy? And his point is really, well, if the universe is expanding, where is it contracting from? And he points out, you know, the atoms are all spinning very quickly. Well, where do they get the energy to spin? You know, you're not swiping your credit card every, you know, 15 minutes to keep the atoms in your body spinning so that you don't, like, dematerialize and fall apart. So he points out that we're really swimming in this abundant sea of energy, and this is a topic for another night, but I think that would sort of...
Well, I think that quantum theory is kind of pointing that out, right? Like,
yeah,
the quantum field or whatever?
Yeah, and I'm kind of...
That's what he's doing, is coming up with a unified field theory. And I'll call and just cover that topic another night.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate the call. Thought-provoking. I appreciate hearing from you as always.
I'm kind of a proponent of M theory. You know, there's these membranes that are... With that, our
invisible
universe,
energy,
our universe is not...
Right?
Well, not, it's like, yeah, it's on another dimension. So
yeah,
invisible, yes, because it's not visible to us, for sure. But, that it's the, you know, the intersection of two membranes is what caused the Big Bang, and it's really our universe isn't the first universe, but there are infinite universes,
right?
And I kind of lean
infinite infinities.
That. Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't, you know, it's so much. It's like, it's so.
You've
crazy.
Seen the 10 dimensions, right? Imagining the 10th dimensions.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
And
YouTube,
that's just
I recommend that.
The very tippy start.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah.
I showed my boss that video.
The imagining the 10th dimension video?
Yeah, he stopped at like 4. He was too much for him.
Too brain exploding.
No, I mean, we laughed about it and talked about it for a while, but yeah.
It takes at least 2 watches to really kind of even begin to get a grip on it.
I don't know. When you start, you know, having to perceive mathematical shapes like hypercubes and hyperspheres, it's just like, it doesn't make any sense anymore.
All right, so there's more coming up. Your calls, Primary Element here in the remaining moments at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-224-8682. That's 800-224-8682. 800-224-8682.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a 3-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a 1-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26%. 20% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here at 855-453. Even in these remaining moments, enough time for you and your thoughts. 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We invite you over to enjoy the features on the site. And if you enjoy this program, then you might want to learn how to promote the show. One of the things you can do that's easy is share your favorite episodes or interviews. For instance, Vermin Supreme, we had him on Saturday night. That dude's pretty popular, so if you share him around your friends list, it might be a good way for people to get tuned into Free Talk Live. So you can just pick whatever episode you want to over on our SoundCloud page. If you go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, just click the share button on the episode of your preference, and it'll give you several options for Twitter and Facebook and WordPress and a bunch of other ones that I don't know what they are, but you might. So go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, or if you're already over at freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share for our SoundCloud link. That's one of the easiest ways to share the show and spread the ideas of freedom. But there's some other ones over at promote.freetalklive.com, like you can get a free bumper sticker, download high-resolution graphics, the font that we use. All that stuff is there. Lots of tools for you to create your own Free Talk Live-related stuff.
See, I would think that if Vermin was more commercially minded, that he would have his own website where he could sell those boot hats.
Great idea. Yeah, if he were more commercially minded,
branded Vermin Supreme hat.
If he were more commercially minded, he'd probably have a website that looked like it was designed in the last decade. The guy's
maybe
great.
Not. You know, there's still some commercial viability to having a website that looks like it was designed in, you know,
is there?
The 90s. Yeah, sure. Time Cube's great.
Commercially viable.
You know, I don't know.
I have a feeling Gene Ray from TimeCube.com is not selling anything.
If he wrote a book.
That's true. If he wrote a book, it would be hard to edit.
I think also. I think he would also make a great vice presidential candidate for Vermin Supreme.
Maybe somebody should, print out TimeCube.com at some point, because Gene could, I mean, at some point he's going to pass away. I mean, he's in his 80s. You only last so long as a man in the United States, and in the 80s is beyond the average lifespan. So maybe somebody should consider doing a copy and paste on TimeCube and then putting it into book form to commemorate Gene's death.
Hasn't someone in his family like started taking up the mantle, and like there's now like another TimeCube kind of website that's been picking up recently?
I don't know. I have not heard about that.
Oh, I'll have to get more information.
Gene did not tell me about that when we had him on the show.
Oh,
so.
I'll have to get you more information.
Let's go to the phone. So Isaac is on the line listening in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live, Isaac.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm also a person who's never voted as well.
Okay.
I guess if you were defending yourself, like a self-defense vote, that might be okay. Like, you know, if some specific law was going to affect you, but, you know, I call myself a voluntarist or a anarcho-capitalist, and I think voting is probably the most status thing you could do because you're giving legitimacy to an involuntary system, and I can't do that. I can't vote.
You know, you can do whatever makes you feel good. I mean, if voting feels icky and you can't bring yourself to do it, I don't blame you. I mean, I'm not going to say you have to vote or anything like that. But to claim that voting gives the system legitimacy is not backed by any evidence whatsoever.
But
it's just how you feel. And well, your feelings aren't invalid. It's just that there's no evidence to back up that statement in reality. You want to give the government legitimacy. You believe in the government. It's the collective belief in the state that gives government legitimacy, not whether or not people vote.
I think the best argument against that is that if nobody came out and voted, they would still stay in power. It's not like nobody would show up the next day, right?
Right. Well, we've seen it happen where small towns will have 0% turnout. Even the bureaucrats themselves won't. Even the candidates didn't come out and vote for themselves. Like, there have been evidence, you know, there have been incidents of this happening. And the government keeps doing its thing. They keep coming to work and they keep taxing people and keep paying taxes. So really, the whole non-voting meme in the Liberty community is just a way for people to feel like they're doing something by doing nothing. And in reality, not voting is doing nothing. And it's fine. You can do other things for liberty. I'm not saying you have to vote, but don't pretend like you're going to bring the state down by not voting, that you're going to destroy the legitimacy of the state. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. But you also would agree that there's much better ways to change or try to get rid of the state than voting.
I think that there are some neat civil disobedience ideas out there that could have a change to a factor, but there's not enough people willing to engage in them because people aren't willing to take risks. So I think that, unfortunately, working within the system is the best way to achieve that change. I wish that weren't true, but it is.
I think that in New Hampshire, the political scene has shown the most results.
It's proven. There's that 26-page document that came out recently that I blogged about over at Free Keen.com, which is all about political successes. These people that are upset in New Hampshire at the Free State Project are upset now because of the political success. It used to be all they could complain about was the civil disobedience because it takes longer for politics to stick. You know, it takes longer for those successes to come and to, you know, to manifest themselves, whereas civilly disobedient, you know, activism, you just go out and do it and make headlines. So the coverage has shifted from the opposition to being anti-civil disobedience to being just anti-free state project because of the political winds. So, yeah, politics is a waste of time and effort pretty much everywhere except for New Hampshire. And the reason why it works here is because we have a concentration of activism. But as far as achieving liberty through other means, I don't know, man. What are you suggesting? What can people do besides, you know, get together in one place and work to change things?
Oh, you've definitely got the best idea. There's no doubt about that. What would be your goal? What's your ultimate goal in the end? Like, you want the state? You want no state? I mean, are you an anarchist like me?
I'm not an anarchist. I think that suggests that one would not want to have rules, and I think rules are completely appropriate.
Yeah, that word is loaded. Are you a voluntarist?
I'm a voluntarist, absolutely.
Yeah, I always thought that term anarcho-capitalist, really, especially if you call yourself a voluntarist, I really think that we need to adopt, like, voluntaro-capitalist or something.
Yeah, I don't want the word capitalist associated with me at all. Yeah. I think that the term capitalism is as negative as anarchist. People don't understand what it means, and I don't necessarily know if capitalism's, you know, first of all, people don't have an agreement as to what it even means in the first place.
Sure.
And so therefore, I'm not really even sure what it means. If it's just if it's just somebody investing money and making money with it, then that's one thing.
I don't know. I'm willing to go to bat for the word capitalism, whereas I'm not really for anarchism.
Because
capitalism, I think, is a system where you're for something like voluntarism.
I'm not for a system. I'm for everybody doing their own thing and seeing what washes out.
No, voluntarism is a system. I mean, it's everybody doing their own thing. That is a system.
Because it doesn't voluntarism is the best because it doesn't really have.
We're losing you, Isaac, but I do appreciate your call tonight. So thoughts on this idea of, you know, voting, not voting is going to take down the system.
Well, you know, one of the things I wanted to say, you know, during that was that, you know, one of the things I like to be able to say is that I, so far in every election that I've ever voted in, and I've voted in every single one since I've been capable of voting, is that I've never voted for a candidate and had a candidate win, even including all the local elections, every single time. And I vote, and I typically vote for almost every race, and not one, nobody has ever won that I voted for. So, Ian,
maybe I'll be your first.
Maybe you'll break the streak tomorrow, but I kind of doubt it.
I think that I'm in the same boat as you, with the exception of before I was a libertarian, my very first election, I voted for John Kerry because I didn't like George Bush and I was young. And
but he didn't win either.
He didn't win. You're right. No. So, no.
I can't remember. I mean, I've voted enough times in enough elections. I certainly didn't keep track. If you're only talking about the big ones, yeah. Let's continue. Angie, listening in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, my question has totally changed because apparently with y'all's discussion you previously had, I'm going to have to vote anti-climate Mexico. I just don't know what else to say.
I don't know what that means.
That's just because I used to live in Mexico, and I did come back to the United States, and now I have an issue with a state of misery. But, gosh, you know, I was just...
Are these puns?
Pardon me?
Are you just, like, throwing out puns?
No. This is for true. I made the call to talk about how the state of misery has absolutely no concept of the Constitution.
Missouri or Missouri?
I think she means Missouri. You mean Missouri, but you're mispronouncing it in a punny sort of way.
Because
you know, I am fascinated by what you're talking about, Angie, but unfortunately we are short on time for tonight. So if you'd like, you're welcome to call in tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at night Eastern time. We can take
you
right out
much.
The gate and give you more time to explain what it is you're saying, because I'm honestly confused. And I would like to know more.
Obviously have a dissertation prepared.
Okay, very good. Look forward to it. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candy Maker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the statist land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.